And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is on field research duty today. He'll be back in the studio with us tomorrow. But in the studio, we have Ron and Jared Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks. And we're going to be talking kayak fishing. We're going to be talking Fred Hall, Del Mar, and lots of good stuff. You stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth. You'll find the best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including a complete selection of accurate reels. No one has a better selection of accurate reels than Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel at the Fred Hall Shows. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing with a cross-carbon drag, providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easier to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in a compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it at the Fred Hall Show and your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rick's out today. He'll be back tomorrow morning. Hey, we have a great show for you today. My good buddy, Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
And you brought your main man, Jared Lane.
Oh, boy.
From Salty Crew, formerly Fast Lane, but it's kind of a family thing, right? So it's like he's Fast Lane, Salty Crew kind of deal, right? Good morning, Jared.
Morning.
Yeah, great to have you guys in the studio. And big event coming up on Thursday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, right, Ron?
Oh, I'm so excited. This is like this feels like the start of a season that never ended.
It hasn't ended.
It just keeps going.
I talked to Bob Fletcher yesterday, and he was telling me about catching bluefin tuna on Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness.
Right here.
They're jumping in the boat.
Yeah, indeed. And, Jared, you've been on a few fish, too, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to stay on a few fish.
Yeah.
A little more working than staying salty recently. But, but, yeah, here and there. I mean, what an amazing year it's been. And even just, you know, since January, a lot of cool stuff going on. So looking forward to
starting this new business is cutting into your fishing time, man. What's that
about? Yeah, for sure. It has.
Something wrong with that.
You know, it's pretty cool. I'm excited. The business Salty Crew. It's just, you know, it's amazing the team that's like coming together. We've got a lot of really salty characters on board and just really cool people with cool stories. And, you know, we're surfers and we fish and we dive, you know, or we sail. We stay salty. And so, it's been really fun being able to build products specifically for people who think that way.
Yeah.
Whether it's lifestyle products or we're just kind of getting into a lot of technical stuff right now, from a fishing perspective specifically. So, yeah, it's fun. It is cutting into my fishing time, but it's fun.
You'll get your
fishing
time later, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah. So you had a huge presence up at Fred Hall Long Beach. You going to be in Del Mar?
Yeah, we'll be at Del Mar. We'll be connected to the Dana Landing tackle shop booth. So we'll be kind of just right next door to them. It's like a 10x20 booth. It's pretty cool looking. We'll have like 1300 t-shirts and hats. So
wow.
Will those new shorts be there?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We just received in our first batch of, fishing shorts last week. Pretty cool. There's a short called the Deep Sea Short. It's got plier pockets. But it's extremely well thought out. As far as checking all the boxes, I'm super picky and, so I was excited to build something that functioned really well on the boat. So it's, we've got a range of different stuff, but this one short in particular is I'm pretty excited about. It's got like a four-way stretch, so really killer fabric that you'd see on a lot of board shorts and stuff, really good around the water. And then the plier pocket's really built up. It's got Cordura liners. There's two pockets on each pocket or on each side, kind of like a cargo short style. But it's cool because you got either your needle nose or your dykes in there. I've heard people complain about the pliers not sticking in far enough or sticking out too far. So it gives you both options.
Oh, okay.
Some guys are right-handed, left-handed, blah, 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 you know, so we put the
pocket on both sides.
Pocket on both sides. Yeah. So it came out really good. We're excited about it. So we'll have it at the,
you'll be
Fred
selling
Hall
it
show.
At Fred Hall in the Dana Landing booth.
Yep. Correct.
Yeah. That's going to be awesome for sure. Now, so you're going to be too busy to help your dad out over at the Fast Lane booth, right?
No, oh, man. I got a team, though. We got a good team.
Yeah.
Bailey Bush has been managing my store for years, and he's putting together a good show.
Yeah. So what are you going to be doing at the show? You got a kind of a same location but a different look this year.
Yeah. Yeah, we're right next to the seminar booth, too, which is kind of cool because, I mean, I love listening to those guys give kayak fishing seminars. The Hobie booth is going to be right next to the Hobie seminar booth. You know, Hobie is the title sponsor, and I got to tell you, they lined up Josh Pruitt. We got, you know, Kevin Nakata from Sea Samurai.
Right.
There'll be a whole bunch of these seminars going on, and then you got the product right there to jump into. And we got something new this year, and this was Bart Hall's idea. He put a pool so that you can get in a pro angler and see how stable it is in
really?
The water. Well, you know,
right in your booth?
Yeah, right in the booth. You know, everybody thinks that
if you get hot, you can go swimming too, right?
Well, it's kind of shallow.
Oh, okay.
But you remember when Bart got in the pool in
right.
our booth, you know, but that was kind of up the stairs and kind of hard to get in. Well, his idea was is just put the boat in there without the Mirage Drive so that people can see how stable it is. Because I got to tell you, I think if people knew how stable, you know, the boat was, it would change their mind about kayaking. Kayaking is a great way to go fishing, a great way to get to spots you can't get to in a boat.
Yeah.
It's just a different venue. I mean, I didn't know it was going to be so much fun to catch spotted bay bass, you know, a couple hours in the bay and I'm giggling like a kid.
Oh, yeah. And that's what Fishing Mission's all about, right?
Fishing Mission's
big. Where
you
take people out fishing on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak in Mission Bay and catch a lot of fish.
Well, you know what? They catch a lot of fish. I catch a lot of fishermen. The thing.
Wait. I've been on fishing mission before. I've seen you. Jared's been there, right in the same place. He's sandbagging.
Yeah.
He's catching just as many fish as everybody else.
I love it. And one of the things that I like about fishing mission is the chance for a granddad, which I am now and going to be again real soon.
Oh,
a granddad to take out some grandkids fishing to see if they like it. You know, husbands take their wives fishing. I mean, you want to see if it's going to be something that you want to invest in. And I got to tell you, the people go, I had no idea it was that much fun. So fishing mission should be something that people are looking at the boat show.
Yeah. What's the deal with fishing mission? Explain it. What is it?
Well, what we do
How's
is,
it work?
Well, at what, how it works is it's a $100 fee, and you, with that $100, you get like three coaches that go on the trip. There's about 10 people that go, 10 to 12. Sometimes when we'll get up to 15, but we'll take people out on brand new Mirage drives. And the two boats that are very popular are the Outback by Hobie, the Pro Angler by Hobie. And some guys want to fish them both, so after the break time, you can switch and try both boats. So you have the opportunity to go fishing with a guide. Now, I mentioned Afrin of Butin. He's the guy who kind of invented war baits.
Right.
And we use those baits, and we teach people how to fish that eelgrass and get those little spotted bay bass. And I got to tell you, in some cases, we're catching some nice halibut.
Yeah.
So
I remember Jared catching halibut in a fishing mission, right, Jared?
Yeah, what's so rad about Fishing Mission is that, you know, that you're signing up for a program that there's nothing but a plus side. You know, so there's $100 if you ever buy a boat, it comes off the price of the boat. And then what's so rad about it is you're going out and you're fishing with these guys who really know what you're doing. You're learning along the way, but then you're having a blast. Like I joined them on every single one of the Fishing Missions last year just for fun, you know, and it was just, it's such a kick. Like you're fishing bay bass, and then there's the occasional you swing up into something, all of a sudden starts burning drag, and you're like, oh, there it is, you know. So yeah, we had some really nice halibut. We had to start bringing gaffs on the trips because we kept farming fish. We'd get our clients would bring up like a 15-pound halibut in the bay, and you're like, well, I don't know.
Look at
that,
the
thing
huh?
freaks out.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, so it's pretty exciting.
You know, when you get that in your boat, you don't have a way to hold on to it.
It
can be a little testy.
Yeah. So Fishing Mission, you just basically just show up with your shorts on
and
sunscreen. But you even provide the sunscreen.
Sunscreen's provided, yeah.
And a hat's provided.
Swag bag.
The whole deal.
Custom T-shirt made by the Hobie by Hurley guys.
Yeah, yeah. And you Shimano rods and reels to use as part of the deal. And war baits and MC swim baits, the whole deal. It's all provided.
So here you get to go fish. You got some gear. You have the opportunity to meet a couple of really good fishing guides. Kevin Nakata from Sea Samurai is one of the guides. Any guy that wants to go learn how to fish out at La Jolla Shores, catching yellowtail, white sea bass, halibut, needs to kind of pick a day that Kevin's going so he can meet Kevin. Kind of, you know, what an opportunity to meet a guide that
busy guy. He's got three jobs.
Oh, yeah. Kevin's amazing.
Yeah.
Very driven. Well, he's a fishing maniac.
Yeah, including. So how does that all tie in with Fred Hall Delmar that starts this Thursday? How does Fishing Mission tie into that?
The week after we start Fishing Mission.
Okay.
And I think we have a couple spots left on I think it's April 4th. We have a couple spots left. The rest of them are open, but we typically sell out at the Fred Hall Show.
Okay.
So you come to the Fred Hall Show, put down $100, pick a date, or you can just get, you know, you can just sign up and we're going to stop at that date so we have enough, you know, spots for everybody.
Yeah.
But we sold out last year.
Oh, yeah, totally sold out. And so it's every Sunday in April and May, starting Easter Sunday, April 4th.
On our website. You can sign up on our website right now, in fact.
Yeah.
Now, here's the kicker. Here's the good part, is that when you're at a boat show, it's kind of hard to figure out what boat you really want. So how do you buy one at the boat show? Well, this is a great plan. You put down a $100 deposit, pick a date to go fishing with us. Whatever boat you decide to get after you go fishing on it, you'll still get the boat show deal. So that's $200 worth of free gear on Outbacks. That's $300 worth of free gear on a Pro Angler. And you take your Fishing Mission money right off the top.
So wait a minute. You put a down payment of $100 on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak.
Which is actually you purchasing your fishing mission trip.
Yeah.
So deposit's a, I hate that word.
Yeah.
You're basically, you're paying $100.
You're getting
to go
fishing.
For $100. But that also guarantees you, if you like it, when you go fishing on fishing mission, you apply that $100 off the price of the boat and you get the Fred Hall discount of either $200 or $300 in free
goods.
What you're going to get anyway, because you want a bait tank. Beach wheels. You want, I mean, they have, like Hobie has so many different accessories for the kayaks, right?
Oh. Yeah, we love accessorizing.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, when I first met Larry Lauman, one of our fishing guides and team members, we had to build everything for the kayaks back then.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like garage art. Yeah. Duct tape, old, you know, fit bait tanks made out of igloo
PVC,
coolers.
Yeah.
And, it was hysterical.
Oh,
some
yeah.
of the junk we had looked like, you know, Road Warrior on the water. But now everything you need is in the Hobie catalog. And I got to tell
you, they have a whole catalog of accessories for the Hobie Mirage Drive kayak.
Oh, the Hobie accessory catalog is much better than the brochure.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, I got to tell you, this year, I don't know how Hobie pulled this off, and it was a stress. I mean, those guys are all working like Jared's working, you know, new businesses. But they came out with new seats in all their models this year.
All of them.
The Vantage seat. I've had clients come back to the store, buy another kayak, sell their old one, because that seat is so comfortable. No more sitting
adjustable.
In puddles. Very adjustable.
So your rear does not get wet on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak anymore.
No wet butts.
No, not at all. No matter what model you're doing, right?
And I got to tell you how much longer that makes you, you know, you go, oh, God, I've been in this thing 3 or 4 hours.
Plus, you're sitting up, right, Jared? You've caught, give us a list of some of the fish you've caught off your Hobie kayak.
Oh, a little bit of everything. That's the, you know. That's
come on,
the fun
let's hear
part.
It.
I don't know. I really like fishing yellowtail and white sea bass. From the kayak.
So you've caught white sea bass. How big?
Yeah. My biggest was 52.
In a kayak? How big is the biggest yellowtail in the kayak?
I was on one of the Cedros trips. It was probably 45 or something like that. Somewhere around there is a big one.
Yeah.
I really like, the Hobie kayak, what it allows you to do is like you're pretty stealthy. So there's some things you can do that are pretty unique, you know, in certain areas. And then, you're just so close to the environment and you're so quiet, that, you know, you see stuff you wouldn't really see, you know, when you're on a boat. You're kind of driving a little faster, moving spots, you know, and you're kind of relying on different things to find the fish. Obviously, like, I have a boat, and they're both productive in their own way. But on the kayak, it's this Hobie Mirage Drive gets you there. You know, it's cool. You're getting exercise while you're doing it. And then, that sneaky element's kind of cool. So
hands-free, too, right?
Yeah, you can keep the rod in the hand, you know. So that definitely that changed the whole sport of kayak
fishing. Why would anybody want to paddle a kayak anymore? I don't understand.
I don't know.
When you're going fishing?
Yeah, I think that's been put to bed.
I think you're right. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here. Fred Hall Showtime coming up this Thursday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Talking kayaks, fishing mission. Lots to talk about, and fish reports, too. And if you want to join us, toll free, 877-792-1090. All those lines are full right now. And 858-457-1090. All those lines are full right now. So keep trying. You'll get through. And we're going to reward you if you get through, too. One lucky caller is going to win a fishing mission. $100 value fishing mission to go fishing at Fast Lane Kayaks and learn all about the great sport of kayak fishing. And then another lucky caller is going to win those new Salty Crew Deep Sea Fishing Short, the new brand new item that's going to be debuted here at the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar from Salty Crew. And when we come back, start taking your phone calls, get some fishing reports. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5-THAVEINS.com. Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all inclusive and offer old world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
Here's important news from Searcher Sport Fishing. Our 2015 schedule is now available at searchersportfishing.com. This is Captain Art Taylor. After an outstanding 2014 season, I promise our trips will fill fast. The Searcher offers great service, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins, and RSW system to preserve your catch and plenty of room at the rail. Call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Or book online today at searchersportfishing.com.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed point stays sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
We're real proud of the food. The food is very good at the ranch. Jennifer and Jeannie is down at the ranch. We eat almost every meal in the ranch ourselves. So we're going to be the biggest critics for sure. It's like home, very much so. We make sushi for the guests if they catch tuna or dorado. We have a Rancho Leonero sushi that we put together with onions and chilies. It's just awesome that the guests really, really enjoy. And we'll also cook fish, too. We have a mesquite barbecue that's very flavorful. And that's going every night for whatever the regular entree we're serving. So we're cooking fish every night for guests. Nothing like having a fish that you caught the same day. I caught a big pargo the other day. Stuff them with onions, tomatoes, and all kinds of good stuff. And you'll always find one or two of those normally, too. Because we're that size, we can serve a better quality meal as well. RanchoLeonero.com. It's very special.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Ron and Jared Lane. Of course, Ron Lane, the man from Fishing Mission, Fast Lane Kayaks, all that good stuff. And Jared, formerly now, he still hangs out at Fast Lane and Mission Bay, but now has his own Salty Crew. It's a new line of clothing that Jared, how long ago did you start Salty Crew?
It's been just over a year.
Just over a year.
Yeah.
And it's taken off.
Yeah, it's going well. We're excited. It's, you know, the surfing, fishing communities, like everyone's pretty excited about the product. That was kind of my vision is like, my dad raised the family and in my opinion, the right way. And it was,
sure.
It was that, you know, we surf and when the surf's flat, we fish or we dive. And when the wind picks up, we sail catamarans, you know, so it's,
sounds salty. Just,
yeah. It's a life on the water, you know, so yeah. There's a lot of people who, you know, kind of think the same way. So it's been, my inspiration was I've worked in the surfing industry and then I've worked in the fishing industry and I didn't know why those two worlds were separate. You know, because it's, to me, it's one and the same.
It's not separate to most of us.
Yeah.
You just don't know about it.
It all works together.
So that was kind of, you know, and that's where the Salty Crew came up, you know. So it's a brand that's, like, inspired by that lifestyle.
Yeah.
And we truly live it. Like, the best part for this whole thing for me is I had this idea and something that I wanted to do, and then my wife's dad, Milo, he's owned clothing companies, owned retail stores. The guy's just a genius when it comes to a lot of this stuff, production, manufacturing, all these different things. So he's been such a huge help, and I've learned a lot from him. So he's kind of given me the tools that I need to be able to do this, you know. So now the team that's assembling around us is kind of one of the funnest parts for me. There's guys that I've really looked up to, like our San Diego Orange County sales rep is this guy Casey Curtis, and you know, he was like in the first surf movies that I watched as a little kid. You know, like I really look up to this guy. He's an amazing surfer, rips. Now he's just an amazing rep, and so I've got him in this area slinging it, and then you move up the coast, and I got Willie Morris, who
Willie,
he's doing Big Willie. He's an amazing guy. He was one of the first Quicksilver sponsored athletes. You know, when he was younger, he was a real famous surfer, then he moved into working with Quicksilver. He's with Quicksilver for 35 years.
Wow! You know?
And so Quicksilver has been going through some stuff. He got let go, and he was kind of salty on the surfing industry. You know, so he took some time and he went and got. He went and worked on the Pikey with JJ Garrison, doing the lift pole, albacore fishing in the, Pacific Northwest, and has some crazy stories.
That'll grow hair on your chest.
Yeah, exactly.
So now he's a fisherman.
Well, so he just did it for a season, you know, and he needed some change. And so he says his stories is that it's the best and worst thing he's ever done. You know, so he didn't know if they were even ever coming home. I guess JJ was just, we're gone.
Yeah.
And so
we
saw
catch fish.
Yeah, saw some amazing stuff, you know, did some, he was the cook and the chummer on the boat.
Ah, there we go.
And, so he came back from that trip, you know, which in my opinion, like you want to talk salty, think you're salty, go work up there.
On a commercial 50 boat.
Knot winds, 20, 30 foot swells. Yeah, you know, So he comes back and has a salty crew box on his doorstep that I'd sent him, you know, and then somebody that I really look up to and respect, and he gets on the phone and goes, let's do this thing. So he's our rep up there, which is
great.
Just amazing, you know. So, and then we got CJ Hobgood, who is a professional surfer on the world tour. Amazing dude. I've literally, like, was one of my favorite surfers when I was younger, and so he's partnered up with us, and he's still on the world tour. And so one of the cool things he's doing this year, and this guy surfs and fishes and does a lot of stuff, you know, he's truly salty. And what's really cool is this year while he's on tour, you know, he's going to Australia, South Africa, Fiji, Tahiti, whatever, to surf all these world tour events. On our Instagram and some of our social media stuff, he's going to be doing like little tour stops where he's fishing where these guys are surfing on the world tour. So it's going to be kind of rad. Like, he was just in Australia, and they were catching those big kingies. And he's sending me photos while we were working at the Fred Hall Long Beach show, and I'm getting all these photos.
So going to affect how he goes through the contest? He's like, I got to lose so I can go fish.
I hope not. We need that
That's
guy
bad.
Winning events, but... You know, it's just cool, you know, it's been fun, exciting, and, you know, so that whole team being assembled, you know, my beautiful wife Ariel's, got Margo, our daughter, strapped on her chest, and she's pulling orders in the warehouse, you know, it's a full family.
And then wait a minute, isn't she 8 months pregnant too?
Yeah, and she's got little Fisher, our sons, on the way, so.
Oh, man, I'm
family.
A proud grandpa.
Yes, you are. Well, hey, there's very patient callers waiting to talk to you guys. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones. And let's start with Hal calling us from Columbus, Ohio. Good morning, Hal.
Hi, Peter.
It's Al. Al from Topanga. Is that whose voice I'm recognizing here?
You're absolutely right, of course.
Wow. How about that? Long time no talk there, Al.
That's right.
All right.
And of course, I'm in a depressed mode, it being Fred Hall season, and I'm halfway, three quarters of the way across the country.
Yes, indeed, and missing some beautiful weather here in Southern California.
I'm not worried about the weather. I'm more worried about missing things like the Fred Hall show.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Well, good, Al. Well, very nice to hear from you. Did you have a question for the guys here?
No, I just wanted to tell you about a thing we did. Over the holidays, we spent the holidays up in Northern Cal with our daughter, and we spent 1 week between Thanksgiving and Christmas up in Crescent City. Of course, the salmon were already gone out of the Smith, and the steelhead weren't there. But we still have never, had never taken the drift trip down the Smith. So we got a hold of Phil at Smiling Salmon Guide Service and took a trip down the Smith.
Wow, that's awesome.
About halfway down the river, he and I got talking about local surf fishing. And he came up with a whole bunch of stories about the best surf fisherman he ever knew. And that surf fisherman's drinking buddy by the name of Jack Nielsen.
Oh, how about that, huh?
He's got a pro angler.
So you know who the surf fisherman was?
It was Del Marsh.
Absolutely.
That's a great story, Al. That's a really cool story. And the bottom line is, did you catch any fish on that drift trip?
No. Patty got a strike, but it didn't hook.
Oh, well, that's a good story about the legendary Del Marsh. You need to talk to Jack or something about making a Del Marsh Salty Crew t-shirt, Jared. That would be cool. That would be really cool. Hey, Al, great to hear from you. Sorry you don't live in Southern California. You're back in Columbus, where my wife's family's all from. And nice to hear from you, Al. Appreciate the call this morning and the good Del Marsh story there, too. Let's talk to Chuck in Lakeside. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, guys. I was talking with a friend of mine, and we were talking about a white bass, and neither one of us knew what a white bass was, and I was wondering if you guys could give us the information on that. Is it a hybrid of a striped bass or what, and are they going to be putting them in San Vicente or any of the, or have they? Type deal.
You know, I'm sure many of our listeners are familiar with this. This is a freshwater bass. I am not familiar with the white bass, but maybe one of our listeners can call in and kind of fill us in on white bass, where they live, where they're coming from. Because I'm frankly, I'm not a freshwater bass fisherman.
You're like me then.
Yeah, I'm a salty guy like Jared there. So anyway, we'll see if we can get the answer for you, Chuck. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's talk to Don in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Jared, Ron. Thanks for taking my call. First, hey, it was awesome to hear Al from Topanga on the radio this morning.
How about that? We haven't heard from him in ages.
Hey, my question, I'm not a kayak guy yet, and I'm just wondering, what kind of rigs, you know, do you use for fishing inside the bay versus, say, fishing along the kelps along the coast?
Jared, yeah, you're just good at the rigging.
Yeah, yeah, just lighter gear.
Yeah, he just catches. He just
yeah,
fishes
he's got
what
me
you
rigging
rig.
More
yeah,
on that.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. I went on Let's Talk Hookup, the website. Learn that John Collins knot.
Yeah,
I love that knot tying that
on the on our YouTube channel. That's oh, Hook Up Radio.
Awesome! That's the best. So yeah. I'm actually rigging my own stuff now.
There you go.
No, just you know, when we're fishing outside, you know, at La Jolla or whatever, it's your standard heavier stuff that you know, your 30-pound sticks, whatever bait sticks, long rods for throwing jigs, you know, that kind
anything
of stuff.
Different than when you would be on a boat versus fishing in a kayak?
I don't really. Yeah. I mean, some people like you know certain things with you know whatever their lengths and different stuff, but I use the same equipment.
Same equipment.
Yeah, and then in the bay, you know, it's just lighter gear. You know, for the fishing missions, we use like a. Yeah, the main thing is using braided line and fluorocarbon. It allows you to feel everything.
Yep.
So when you're feeling the weeds, feeling the bait, like making sure that you got the right presentation, because it's just one of those things. Like you start figuring those things out, and you can have 50 fish mornings with if you're figuring the right program out, or your buddy sitting next to you and not catching a fish because he's not in the game, you know. So it's mainly braid, and then you know we're fishing either 12 or 15 pound fluorocarbon and those little weedless jig heads, and that's pretty much all
yeah.
I fish in the bay.
Now wait a minute, Jared. I know Mark Mills from Shimano outfitted you guys all with Shimano rods and reels and Power Pro braided line.
The Power Pro is amazing.
The Power Pro is amazing, but What the point I want to make is I know Jared was using 6 and 8 pound. He's rigging everybody else at 12. And who was catching more fish?
No.
Come on.
No.
Actually, we got a rack of those Shimano rods.
Yeah.
And we just grab them and go. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's pretty amazing to me once you start fishing in the bay. I have no idea why that is so much fun to catch a little spotted bay bass. You know, you catch...
Because they
catch
pull
it.
Hard for their size. That's
well,
hard.
Yeah, they're amazing. And then you look at them, and one of my favorite things is to get your little GoPro and watch them swim away when you let them go. They just take off.
That's cool. Well, anyway, to answer your question, like he says, a light gear... Let's say 8 to 12, 8 to 15-pound test. How long of a top shot of
3 to 5 feet. Yeah.
3 to 5 feet. And then a jig head with a war bait on it. Smaller is better, right, in the bay?
Yeah, I think they're...
Well, sometimes the current's ripping.
So you're
three and a half, yeah.
Yeah, with a half-ounce lead head?
I've been using
three
the
eighths,
next, yeah, three eighths
ounce lead
but
head.
We've had huge success with the weedless, you know, presentations because you got to have those little heads down in that eelgrass.
Yes,
and you're bouncing them up and like a feeding fish. Or I got to tell you, I was sitting next to you and you got bit while you were just letting it sit on the bottom because.
Right.
That way that
and just moving
is,
it just a little bit.
Yes,
slow
right.
Slow is pro
yeah.
in Mission Bay.
Slow is pro.
We like that. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I think Kenny from Hawaiian Gardens has our white bass answer. Morning, Kenny.
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, I have a friend that lives up north a little ways. He runs a marina at Lake Nacimiento, and he fishes the white bass. It's like a schooling type bass. I guess when you get into them, you really get into them big time. And I think that sometimes they could be kind of a nuisance, I guess.
Oh, okay.
He uses Zara spooks and stuff like that for them.
Okay,
surface
yeah.
bait.
So it's not the same as a striped bass. It's actually a bass, and it's a white bass.
Yeah, they call them white bass. And
all right.
School fish. Hey, also I wanted to give a little shout-out today. Fountain Valley here up in Orange County, there's a Kids Fish Free Derby at Mile Square Regional Park, trout, catfish.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a bunch of fun. It's supposed to be like 600 to 900 people there.
Nice. Kids event. Another kids event. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
At Miles Square Park.
Yeah, Miles Square Park.
All right. Kenny, thanks for the tip there, and thanks for the answer to that question. Appreciate the call this morning. Okay, here's a guy with all the answers. Now, that's the Cast Man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, and this report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. You get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They've taken San Diego processing to a new level with superior service, superior product, and innovations like pre-booking your orders, and, of course, the new tuna burger. Now you can try the new tuna burger at the Sporting Chef Cafe at the Del Mar Show, and you can also friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, and for more details, check their website at fishermansprocessing.com. And let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man!
Pedro, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm in Laughlin, Nevada. Our good friend, Mike Chavira's son is getting married today, so
to
the wedding.
Mikey, so, one of the greatest guys to go fishing with and one of the super guys on the Cast Tours, events. And, congratulations to Mike and his kids.
Yeah, well, no, Pete. Anyway, the big events, tonight, we were there last night at a nice barbecue and, got everybody over and was looking forward to tonight. But anyway, things are starting to shape up in Cabo. We're going through the transition period there in here in March. You know, a lot of water temperature changes, daytime temperatures changing, and it looks like the bite really started up in the Sea of Cortez there, up at Vinorama. The Pongas out of San Jose got into some nice tuna there, anywhere from 20 to 40 pound tuna, fishing them deep, drifting over the high spots there, just around Vinorama. And some nice fish taken there. Some wahoo also picked up in the mix, just, you know, drifting with those baits using straight mono. And they were, you know, catching a few wahoo, which is pretty good for this early in the season to have those wahoo still swimming around. Also, Dorado bite has picked up. Not as good as the tuna, but they are picking up Dorado. Over in Mazatlan there, wow, man, I'll tell you, that area just turned on here the last couple of weeks. getting some nice striped marlin over there, some mixture of sailfish too, just about a one per boat per day billfish average. They've got a few yellowfin tuna and a few dorado in the mix. Of course, inshore they're doing their usual with the variety of pargo, red snapper that they're catching there. Down in Zihuatanejo, things have really picked up there. They're starting to, here again, another transition, but they're seeing a lot more billfish, a lot more blue marlin, a lot more sails, a few stripers in the mix, and though they're not biting like they should be, they, you know, they are seeing the baits, I mean, seeing the fish, and the, but they're avoiding the baits. So that's a good sign that there's a lot of bait in the water. So that things, once that bait starts to dwindle down, you see that bite start picking up again. Inshore, big jackrabbels right along the beaches, along with some nice-sized roosters being taken. So action there has really picked up. So, you know, those are kind of the three hot spots in the southern Baja and mainland Mexico that's going off right now. Anyway, that's the report for this week, Pete. Of course, we got our Let's Talk Hookup Pesca Panama trip next April 2 to 9.
Any spots available on that, Cass?
Still got one boat available for two or three guys, so right. Anybody wants to go, especially if you're single, I can always match you up with a fishing partner. And anyway, anybody wants to join us on that, of course, we've got our Christmas Island trip in May of 2016.
Yeah, spots available on that.
Anyway, give us a call, 800-593-6510, and check us out on the web, www.casttours.com. And if you want to receive our weekly specials and weekly fish report, newsletter we send out periodically on a lot of our trips and things that are coming up, you can also sign up to get on our website to get start receiving that. So anyway, that's a report. I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Thanks, Cass, man. We'll talk to you next Saturday. And that Cass report, appreciate that very much. And when we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. Got a lot more going here. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's talk hook up on the Mighty 1090.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth and get the best pricing of the year on owner hooks. Get owner hooks for local and long-range fishing at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, a must-visit at this year's Fred Hall Show. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
It's time for the 38th Annual Fred Hall Show, the ultimate outdoor experience, March 26th to the 29th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest travel show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. It's San Diego's number one show. Don't miss the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, the San Diego County Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, the Savage Gear Bass Tank, the Accurate Reel Saltwater Tank, air gun ranges, archery, casting, and dozens of family fun activities. Over 200 high-quality seminars presented by Progressive Insurance, Cousins Tackle, Hobie Kayaks, and the World Fishing Network. Enter to win a custom Sea of Cortez fishing trip to Rancho Leonero, a pair of Accurate fishing reels, or a Hobie Pro Angler Kayak. Kids free, kids fish free, military free. The 38th Annual Fred Hall Show, March 26th to the 29th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Details at fredhall.com.
It's a whale of a show.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pessa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, you're lucky. Right now you can get through. A couple lines open at 858-457-1090. You can win two toy choice of two prizes. One, the Fishing Mission. We're going to be giving that away. $100 value there to go Fishing Mission out of Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay. And then two, the brand new deep sea fishing short from Salty Crew. Giving away a couple great prizes there. And you just heard Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pissa and Maui Jim, representing Maui Jim there. The Friends of Rollo Raffle is a big event going on at the Del Mar Show. $10 tickets if you bought some there, maybe over at the show. And the giveaway is going to be a week from tomorrow. And this year it's a little different because there's a multitude of trips, including a $10,000 trip for four to go fishing on the Maui Jim boat out of Maui. There's a $5,000 Cushman scooter, a $5,000 John Petty jewelry certificate, 15-day trip on the Royal Polaris, a Maximus certificate, a line winder, Rancho Leonero trip, a gun safe, pheasant hunt, hummingbird fish finder, Freedom Boat Club rental, guided MC swim bait fishing trip with Corey Sandin, accurate reels. I mean, there's literally two pages of giveaways for the Friends of Rollo Raffle. They're going to have to spin the wind wheel at the Del Mar Show, and in addition to that, the $10 tickets, all that stuff's going to be given away a week from tomorrow. So be sure to load up on your Friends of Rollo tickets there and come and join the fun at the Del Mar Fairgrounds this Thursday through Sunday. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones and talk to John and Mira Mesa. Morning, John. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, back when the PA-12 came out, it was touted as like the ultimate best of both worlds kind of a platform. And when I was in Fast Lanes recently, it kind of sounds like you guys are back to promoting the PA-14. There must be advantages to both of them. Can you kind of go over the pros and cons of each one?
Absolutely. That's a great question, by the way. When the Pro Angler 12 came out, we had the Pro Angler 14 already out, and it had the old seat, the seat that Hobie, you know, purchased from another. It was a seat company, it was a pretty comfortable seat. But the PA,
by comparison, yeah.
Yeah, but the PA 14 came out, and it was the best seat available to do that with. Well, they spent 2 years trying to figure out the ultimate kayak seat, the advantage seat, and the engineer up there, Phil, was the guy they put on this project, and guy's brilliant. Now, when the Pro Angler 12 came out, it had that new seat. It was the same price as the Pro Angler 14.
This is a seat that you can take out of the boat and sit on the lawn, and it's a lawn chair.
Oh,
basically, it's a lawn chair.
It's one of those seats.
It's an advanced lawn chair because it's adjustable and the whole deal.
And you can sit in it so long that you kind of forget how long you've been fishing. If you're comfortable and easy to stand up in. So
yeah.
What happened was we all got wound up. Hey, we got this new seat. So I myself switched right to the 12 because of the seat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the next year, the Pro Angler 14 came out with that seat. Well, now that changed that changed things a little bit. Now I'm going, when you have a little longer boat, you can go a little faster and it tracks a little better. So you're less, you have to sit on that, you know, you're steering a little less. Now that was a key to me because I'll get carried away and I want to go straight for a while, or maybe you're out fishing yellowtail and you know, you see breaking fish, and you got to make some tackle changes while you want to pedal towards that fish. So tracking is a big thing. So what happened was, when it was equal, it ended up being I like the 14 better.
Okay.
2 inches wider, a little more stable, tracks better.
Okay.
Now that being said, this year this gets more complicated, and I don't mean to make it sound complicated, but this year Hobie came out. With on the 12 and the 14, they came out with a skag, an actual centerboard that lowers down to increase how stiff or how much the boat will track. Also, when you want to steer real quickly or have tight turns, you can pull that skag up, and now you're real nimble, tight turns. So they've actually...
So when you're traveling, let's say you're launching at La Jolla Shores, and you're tracking out to the end of the kelp bed, you put that skeg down and you're flying.
And you have to steer less. And now they also, on the new boats, have a tiller tamer. You ratchet it's like a BOA system that ratchets the steering lines tighter, which means it won't, the handle won't change.
Yeah.
It just, you know, you're going straight unless you get knocked off, you know, you're heading by a wave or something. But,
yeah.
You know, the
now,
boats have improved every year. So now the guy who wants a 12 is the guy who's got a van. He wants to close the doors in the back.
Right. Yeah. So then, and then they added the new seat to the Outback this year.
Well, all the boats.
All the boats.
All the boats have Vantage seating
have
now.
Have Vantage
seating. And it's
lawn
amazing.
Chair seating.
Yeah. And the biggest question I have now is, can I put that seat in my old boat? No.
It doesn't work.
But yes.
Yes.
You can just trade your old boat in.
You have to trade your old boat in.
Yeah.
And then get the new seat.
The new seat.
And if you spend a lot of time fishing in your kayak, you want the new seat.
No. I had a client come in last week, said, everybody in the store, I'm buying another boat because of this seat. I have a bad back. I was in my kayak 11 hours.
Wow.
And no, it's a one. And if you haven't tried them, you need to just go down and get a demo ride.
Yeah.
You need to get
and
in the boat.
And you offer demo rides for free. Just come down to Fast Lane in Mission Bay, right next to Dana Landing there, and you'll launch the boat for them and take them on a demo ride.
Now the question that this gentleman had about what are the differences, the best way to do that, show up at the store, we'll put both boats in the water, you pedal around for a few minutes, and each one you'll go, oh, I get it.
Okay. Or come to the Del Mar Fairgrounds Thursday through Sunday and go in the Fast Lane booth. And
oh, yeah, check them out.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Jeff from Cedros Tackle is here. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, you guys. How's it going? Great show so far.
Excellent. Thank you.
Looking forward to meeting Ron and Jared at the fishing show and getting our new kayak tours for the island all hooked up with the nice Hobie Outbacks or Pro Anglers. Really looking forward to talking to you guys about that.
So that's what you're taking down to Cedros Tackle for your kayak tours that we're talking about and promoting here on Let's Talk Hookup. You're taking the best, the Hobie kayaks.
Oh, man. Can I deliver them?
Absolutely. I'm definitely going to need some help from the boys over there. And really looking forward to talking to you guys, and then probably I'm heading to the island tomorrow. I'll be back on Thursday. Halibut is the halibut season is kicking in full swing down there, so I got to get down there and restock Omar. He's blowing through our swim baits and chrome jigs and all that stuff. So man, just I can't even imagine halibut fishing in close on those kayaks. It's going to be just so exciting. So really looking forward to learning all the new stuff and just getting hooked up and getting those things down there next month for sure.
So you're going to get the Hobie kayaks down there next month, and then you're going to start your operation through Cedros Tackle. If you guys are going on Cedros Adventures starting in May or whatever, Cedros Tackle is available for you with everything you need on the island to go fishing. But then you're going to start your own operation with these kayaks, right? And you have a house, a three-bedroom house, and you can fly down there and go kayak fishing and have this great adventure either by boat on a ponga, or they take you on with a trailer on a truck to the other side of the island and go to the hot spot right there and have a beach camp set up, you barbecue lunch, you come in. Sounds like fun.
Oh, God, I'm on it. That sounds like
We're real excited. You know, this trailer that I purchased to drive over to the other side of the island, last year I got caught in a couple storms while I was down there, and Omar and I took a drive to these fish camps over there, and the fishing from shore was just phenomenal. And there's just boiler rocks, and, you know, it was pretty calm area. So that's what kind of inspired this kayak dream of ours. And I can't even imagine, just there's some great spots we can launch right by the salt factory. So as Jared was saying earlier about, you know, getting into those 40-pound yellows, I mean, that's a guarantee right there, I would think, for sure. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I've never had the opportunity yet to catch a yellow from a kayak, so I'm really, really looking forward to that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll just say right now, I don't care what it costs. I've been down there on a kayak fishing on two different trips. It is the raddest thing. Like, one of the raddest things I've ever done. I mean, the yellowtail fishing from the kayak, like, it was so full speed. You're getting drug around in your kayak all day by big yellows.
Yeah.
And then you get in tight to the rocks. Like, I caught halibut, huge calicos. Like, being able to explore that island from a kayak is insane.
Yeah.
Like, this is the first I've heard of this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great idea. So how does someone sign up for a Cedros Tackle kayak adventure?
Thanks, Pete. Anyone can contact me anytime. Call me straight on my phone, 760-412-2507. We also have a website, SagerousTackle.com. You guys can go on there and look around. We're currently updating it right now, getting all of our kayak stuff on there, and we're trying to upload some photos on the new construction, on the house and stuff. We also have Facebook, so if, you know, a lot of people use Facebook nowadays, so if anyone just wanted to go on Facebook and look us up and send us a message, Omar or myself will get back to you right away. And really looking forward to having people come down. This new accommodation that we're building, everyone's going to have their own room. You don't have to room with anyone. You'll have your own little spot, nice little three-bedroom, two-bath, nice, you know, super nice little kickback area outside, very safe. All your stuff will, you know, be safe and taken care of every day. And I'm going to be working with the people over at Fish Processing, trying to see what I can maneuver and get us a nice machine down there to really start helping people bring back some quality fillets down there. So I'm going to try to get with those people over there, Rosa and everyone, to get some good training and see if we can't figure something out down there for the island, try to help out in that way as well.
Fantastic. All right, Jeff, SagerousTackle.com. You can link that right on the Let's Talk Hookup website. And sounds like fun. That sounds like Jared's coming.
Yeah.
Sounds like Rod's coming. Sounds like I'm coming.
That video of you catching all those yellowtail.
Yeah, there's a rad video from one of our Cedros trips. It was Morgan from Hobie and I, and you can see a lot of, like, we got rad underwater footage, and like we got clips of us like actually hanging fish on the surface iron and like all that from the kayaks. It's on the Fastlane website.
Fastlanesailing.com. Fastlanesailing.com.
Click on the YouTube button.
Fastlanekayaking.com.
Yeah.
And that video, I mean, there's some shots of surface irons just hitting the water being inhaled.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Jared and Morgan getting drug around, and the photographers had a hard time keeping up so they could film it.
Oh, man. Gotta love it. All right, Jeff, Sagerous Tackle, thanks a lot. We'll see you on Thursday at the Fred Hall Show.
Yeah.
Yes, you will. See you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff, for the call this morning. Bob and Santee has another answer for our white bass question there. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Your other caller was correct. They are a schooling fish, but they were actually mixed with saltwater striped bass 25 years ago to make the freshwater striped bass that they catch in like Diamond Valley and everything else.
Is that the same thing as a wiper?
Yeah, it's similar, but they were crossbred so that there was a freshwater striper. They're not exactly wipers. There's actually a difference between those two as well.
Okay. And where do you see white bass mostly? Like what lakes?
When I lived in Texas, they were real common, Lake Livingston. A lot of the lakes out there, some of the lakes in Northern California have them. They're a colder water fish than our, you know, like
our
freshwater black bass. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
Mike, I had one question though about the, what happens with the beach wheels when you get your kayak and you got the beach wheels on and you get it down to the water, what do you do with the beach wheels? Do they stay on the kayak or do they stay on shore?
Both. Now, if you go on our website, Fastlane.
I'm already on it.
Okay. Now, if you look at the Fishing Mission video, we have a bunch of teasers on there. You'll see us launch 20 kayaks with our guests. We simply lift up the back of the boat. The wheels drop right out, and you plug them right in the top of the boat. So you'll see us going fishing
carry
with the
wheels.
You can.
With you.
Yeah, you can. Now, if you got a bait tank, you can just put them sideways in the bungee cords in the back.
Yeah.
But typically, you just put them right in the scupper holes that are sleeved. You know, they're reinforced scupper holes so that those wheels won't affect them. But you just drop them right back in. It's really simple. And the wheels we use have little, you know, pins that you can keep them from falling out when you don't want them to, or you can repin it. So it's really a trick little setup, well thought out.
Yeah,
that's indeed. A good question though. Yeah, you want to take them with you, because if you want to roll up the beach and you know go to the, like, Mission Bay, we'll roll them right. We just land right on the beach and go up to the restrooms. But if you wanted to roll it up to your car anywhere, or roll it down and not have to run back to the car to drop them off, just take them with you.
There you go, Bob. Cool. Thanks a lot for the call, and thanks a lot for the answer there. And when we come back, we're going to talk more fishing here. Fishing Mission, we're going to talk more Hobie Kayaks, we're going to talk more Fastlane and Salty, and I'm going to spice it up a little bit when we come back and add to the prizes. Stay tuned for more Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090.
What a concept. Manage your financial matters and take you fishing. That's exactly what Sport Fishing Financial Group is ready to do. Managing Director Richard Jensen has been working in the financial industry for over 25 years and his family fishing our local waters for four generations. At this year's Fred Hall shows, you can meet the founder of the Sport Fishing Financial Group and talk to him about the all-expense-paid fishing trips through this program. So stop by the booth at Fred Hall Long Beach and see how you can improve the service of your personal or business finances. And go fishing for free with the Sport Fishing Financial Group. Check sportfishingfinancial.com and sign up today.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
Quick back slam dunk, that's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to tell you about the Fred Hall Show, the ultimate outdoor experience, March 26th to the 29th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. People often ask me, what is a Fred Hall Show? Well, it's San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest travel show, and biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. I love these shows not just because my family name is on them, but because generations of Californians have grown up loving these events with me. Every year the shows are different, but this year we'll be celebrating the greatest saltwater fishing season in over 30 years. We believe that this will be the best San Diego Fred Hall show ever. The show is packed with thousands of high-quality fishing, fly fishing, and international travel exhibits. There are over 200 interesting seminars and dozens of family fun activities, including the world's greatest knife thrower. There will be more boats on display than ever before. My grandchildren keep asking if it's time for Papa Show. Yes, it's time for Papa Show, the exceptional Fred Hall show, March 26th to the 29th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Details at fredhall.com. And remember,
it's a whale of a show.
Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional
style fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick dry, high tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, 6 functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, 4-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, 2 technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at Better Shops Everywhere.